What a joy to be with you. Those of you who have a Bible, will you hold it up in the air? If you don't have a Bible, get along somebody who's got one, will you? Because we're going to do something tonight which I think will allow each of us to be a major, major blessing to somebody else in the next 20 minutes. Also, we're going to look at one of the great prayers in the Bible, and we're going to pray that together. Prayer is such an awesome thing, you know that. Some of you who are relatively new to the Lord may not have a lot of experience in praying, but I'm sure all of us have prayed. Maybe it was just, "Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, save me." And that's a great prayer. But there's such power in united prayer. And there's such power in praying for other people. We want to have personal petitions when we're about to go down for the third time. "Lord, save me." But other times we want to pray for our brothers and sisters. And we have been in this third chapter of Ephesians, as Pastor Ed has been teaching us the last several times, and we see that Jesus Christ came to break down the middle wall of separation and to give access to both Jews and Gentiles. And we read here in the last part, getting into this prayer in the last part of chapter 2, we read, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." So we're family. You're no longer strangers. You're not here by yourself, even if you're here physically alone tonight. You're a member of the household of God. And it says, "having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner, in whom the whole building being fitted together..." You're part of the body of Christ to be fitted together into this building, into this family, in whom you're also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. God's got a place for you. He's got a place for me. He's got a place for each one of His children in the family of God. And Paul then follows the Spirit writing. I say Paul, he's the man author, but the real author, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And he immediately follows then with "for this reason," and then he puts a more elaboration in here on the mystery revealed and the purpose of the mystery. But then we go on, jump on over to verse 14, and then we have an appreciation of this ministry in the form of a prayer. Now, we're going to pray this together in just a few minutes. I want to go through this prayer with you as a preview of what you're going to be praying. And I want you to pray for another believer. You can either choose the person sitting next to you or another believer that comes to your mind. And you're going to majorly bless that believer tonight through this prayer. They may never know you've prayed for them. This is the way prayer works. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to pray for a believer friend necessarily. Go run to him and say, "I prayed for you, I prayed for you." Let the Lord handle that. But as you pray for people, you're going to bless the socks off of them. And this prayer is a blessing the socks off of a person's prayer, if I've ever seen one. It is awesome. Now just look at it for a minute. We begin, the address is to the right God. It's to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice the position of this particular prayer. Physically, we bow our knees. Now, the position of the body is not critical in prayer. The position of the heart is. But we want to come to the Lord in humility. And one way of coming in humility is to bow down. And so Paul here, in this prayer in the Bible, which is such an awesome prayer, he begins it with, "I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family..." This is the family. You're part of the family. This is the saints. This is the family of God that he's going to be praying to. But he says, "from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Are you a Christian? You're named after Jesus Christ, aren't you? You're part of his family. That's what we're talking about here. And now here's the prayer, verse 16. Number one, that he, God, would grant you. Now, if you would just write out in the margin of your Bible a name at this point. Maybe it's Mary, Joe, Sally, Sue, whoever it is, a believer's name. And when we pray this prayer in a few minutes, put that name instead of you in there. That he would, let's say the word is Mary, that he would grant Mary according to the riches of his grace, so forth. So we're going to pray for a specific person, each of us, as we go through this prayer. So here's the prayer, that he would grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. And what degree of granting is being asked for here? According to the riches of God's glory. Is there any limit to the riches of God's glory? Do you think he's got a ceiling? You don't think he's got a debt cap here that he can't go above? No, he has no limitation on the riches of his glory. And that's the prayer, that according to the riches of his glory, that he would grant Mary, I'm going to just use this word Mary for lack of, or we can use the word you as it says in the Bible, that he would grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit dwells in you as soon as you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you tonight. Very, very, very powerful. And yet the Holy Spirit will not overpower you. The Holy Spirit needs to be called upon. Give me strength. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And so the first petition there is to be granted to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Secondly, listen to this, that Christ may dwell in your heart. How close can somebody get to you? What's the closest somebody can get to you? When they get into your heart, right? But now look at the prayer. It's for Christ to not just pass by and say, well, hi, how are you doing? It's to dwell in your hearts. Dwell means to move in and not move out. So the prayer is that Christ would move in and not move out of my heart. Isn't that a great prayer? Now, when you ask Christ to come into your heart, when you receive him as Savior, this is what you were doing. I don't know if you knew it or not, but you're asking him to come in forever. And so here is the prayer, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and then that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Keep in mind, you're the saints. We want to comprehend the love of the Lord here. Now, the love of the Lord is so awesome, we're told in Ephesians 1:7, that it'll take ages to come for us to understand the kindness that God has extended to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But here is the prayer, that you may be able to comprehend that love. And you may be able to comprehend the width and the length and the depth and the height. Now, in those four dimensions, I see the cross. I see the cross is wide because the cross is for everyone. For God so loved the world. The cross is wide. The cross is long. The cross lasts eternally. What Jesus did on the cross for you and I is for eternal purposes, forever. It's long. And then the depth. Where did Jesus go after the cross? He descended into hell. He descended into the very bottom of the bottoms to set the captives free. And then the height. What is the height of the cross? Well, 40 days after the cross, what did Jesus do? He ascended into heaven, right? So we have the cross here, wide, long, deep, and high. And I see that here as we read, to know what is the width and length and depth of height. And now the next petition. This is an unbelievable one as well. To know the love of Christ, which what? Passes knowledge. Here's the prayer. Is this prayer a small, little, tiny, limited prayer? Such as, hey, Lord, cure my cold? No, this is an awesome prayer which saying, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Now, whoever you're praying this for is going to be blessed major time with this kind of a prayer, isn't it? Can you see how this is starting to work when you're praying these kinds of prayers for others? You know, when we first come to the Lord and we first start to pray, many of our prayers are really pretty self-centered. It's, Lord, take care of me. I need a job. I need this. I need that. I need something else. And, you think of somebody, oh, well, pray for them. They got a cold. Or pray for them. They need a job. And those are good prayers. I'm not putting them down. But what this life is all about is eternal things. And it's all about the Spirit. It's all about being Spirit-filled. And those things we really need prayer on because we're in a spirit world. And we have an adversary out there that we need to come against. And so you can only come against the spiritual forces with a spiritual weapon. And prayer is the spiritual weapon that God has given us. And so we want to use it, don't we? Praise God. So to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Why? And how? That you may be filled, listen to this, with all the fullness of God. Now, how's that for a prayer request? Do you know how big the fullness of God is? If anybody does, tell me, because I don't know. I know the Bible says in the span of his hand is the universe. And here's a prayer that you would be filled with all this fullness. Now, you think this is shooting pretty high target, or is this just a mediocre prayer? Can you think of a higher target than to ask that a believer would be filled with all the fullness of Christ, all the fullness of God? I mean, that's awesome, isn't it? So you may think, well, I don't know, I think we're asking too much here. I mean, we've got five things here, and every one of them is beyond reach. I mean, it's just beyond reach. There's no way any of these things can happen. Well, listen to what goes on next. He gets to what we call a doxology, or kind of an end to the prayer here. He says, now to Him who is able to do, and skip the next three words for just a minute. Pastor had already mentioned them, but skip those next three. Now to Him who is able to do all that we ask or think. That would be a pretty good end, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, now put the third word in and see how it reads. Now to Him who is able to do above all we ask or think. Ooh. We're in the heavenlies now, are we? Well, we haven't even started yet. Well, we have, but we haven't finished yet. Second word, let's put that in. Who is able to do abundantly above all we ask or think. Now, God is able to do that. That's what the word says. Do you believe that? So, are you going to be asking for little tiny prayers for your believing body of Christ? Oh, Lord, bless them just a little bit. You know, I don't want to wear you out, Lord. I don't want to ask for a lot. Just a little blessing. No, ask for the big blessing. And then put the first word back in. Who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Think big. Think big. Our God is able to do above that. Now, you think you're going to bless whoever you're going to pray for when you pray this prayer? I mean, I'm so blessed just reading it, you know. Just, it's awesome. And then he ends, to Him, to God, be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Now, we're going to pray this prayer together in unison. I want you to put the word in there when we get to the you. Put the word in whoever you're praying for. And if you will pray like this every day, there are over 100 prayers in the Bible that you don't... I mean, when you first start to pray, you may say, well, I don't know all these fancy words and I don't have a lot of eloquency in all of this. You don't need any of that, by the way. You're just talking to God. He knows what you're going to say before you even say it. He knows what you're going to pray before you even pray because He puts it in your heart to pray in the first place. But if you want some nice, good prayers to pray, here is one. Pray it every day for somebody, every day for a believer. Now, later we'll get into some other prayers for the lost, because we want to pray for the lost as well. We want to pray for the found, which is us, and we want to pray for the lost, which are those which need to be contacted by us, the found, right? But tonight, we're just going to concentrate on this prayer, because this is where we are in our study. So, are you ready to bless somebody in a big way? Now, this is serious stuff. This is not some kind of a silly game we're going to play. We're going to be asking the God of the universe, maker of heaven and earth, maker of every one of the trillions of cells in your body and everybody else's body. We are all, in effect, fallen gods. We are not animals. Because the Bible says we're created in the image of God. Adam in the garden was given dominion over all of the earth. He named the animals. But then he fell. Sin entered the world and death through sin. And so we're fallen creatures. But God didn't want to leave us there, did He? He wanted to reconcile us back to Himself. And what did He do? He used His Son to pay the price that we would be reestablished with Him. And now reestablished with Him as you have accepted Christ and you're here as a member of the family of God, He tells us, He in effect almost begs us, He says, come boldly to the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment, but the throne of grace in order to obtain mercy. What a God we have. He tells us to pray without ceasing. He's never busy. He's never out to lunch. He's never on vacation. He's never off closed office hours. He's always there for you to pray. But prayer is work. And Satan doesn't like you praying. So when you get ready to pray, just know the phone's going to ring, the doorbell's going to ring, the dog's going to bark, if you have kids, they're going to get sick or whatever. You know, that's all going to happen. Believe me. But don't let that discourage you. I like to pray early in the morning where there's not so many dogs barking and not so many doorbells ringing, that kind of a thing. You have 24 hours a day. We all do, no more, no less. Use some of those 24 hours every day praying and being in the Word of God. If you do that, you're going to grow so rapidly, you won't believe what the Lord's going to do through you. But now, we just want to pray this prayer, and we want to effectively use these few moments in praying this together. So, we'll do it slowly. And let me just ask the Lord to prepare us for this prayer. Father, as we pray this prayer in unison, Lord, write these words deep in our heart, and we want to bless another believer or believers with this prayer. Lord, so lead us now by your Spirit. We come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in and through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we come with the words from your book, Lord, so we know this prayer is a perfect prayer to pray together. And Lord, hear it and bless the believer to whom, or the believers to whom we're directing it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So join me as we pray this prayer in unison. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And if for some strange reason you can't think of anybody to pray for me every day with that prayer would be just fine. God bless you. Thank you so much.